So the next thing that we're going to discuss is responding to both positive and negative reviews. So one of the ways that Google kind of looks at reviews is they look to see if the owner is responding to them. And it's going to be less likely that they get deleted if you are responding to them. But you want to make sure that you're not just responding to positive reviews. You're going to want to make sure that you're responding to negative reviews. So engaging with both positive and negative reviews, it reflects your dedication to customer satisfaction, and it also shows the commitment that you have to delivering exceptional customer service. You're going to want to address negative reviews in a way that adds value and it addresses customer concerns. It also will help you improve business operations because there may be something that your front desk person missed, and then they might need a little bit of retraining, or it might have been something that was your fault that maybe you didn't necessarily realize within your business procedures. So it really does allow you to improve business operations, but responding to negative reviews as well, it also showcases your proactive approach to resolving issues. So one thing that you can do when you're addressing these responses, if you want to, and we're going to get into the best practices of doing so, but you're going to want to make sure that if it is a negative review, you're not angry. And I know that can be hard because a lot of times when we get negative feedback, our automatic instinct is to become defensive, right? Or to justify it, right? Because everybody has bad days. Just because I'm a business owner doesn't mean I'm not human and I don't make mistakes, right? So I think one of the most important things is if it is a negative review, you got to take a minute and breathe and try to view the perspective from the lens of your customers and even to the lens through the lens of potential customers that could be doing business with you, and think, what is the best way to respond? Not react, but the best way to respond and resolve this situation.
So what would you say about if someone leaves you a star rating that is not a 5, but they don't write any comment? I had that happen to me one time. Someone left me a 4-star review. I had no idea who this person was. I didn't recognize the name. It was not a client I had ever had. I don't think I've ever had an interaction with them ever. But I was really, and 4 stars isn't bad, but I was annoyed because it was my only non-5-star. So it was ruining my perfect 5-star record with this 1 4-star of somebody I didn't even know. And I thought it was better to not respond to it because maybe Google would delete it, because they wrote their, they had no commentary on their review. It was just a star rating only. And Google likes to delete stuff, so I thought maybe Google will delete this thing if I just ignore it and don't respond to it. Was that the right thing to do?
I think it's always better to address it, because it could be that this individual meant to leave you a 5-star review, but instead of selecting all 5, they didn't move their cursor over far enough and they selected 4. So in my opinion, it would have been best to respond with something to the extent of, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to leave us a Google review. We would love to have a conversation with you to see how we can optimize our performance to a 5-star level. We thank you again for choosing Bolts Legal, and we look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care. Something like that, to where, you're really trying to figure out and resolve, what can I do to improve so that I can gain that 5-star review from you?
Except that it wasn't somebody who ever worked with me. So that's what was so annoying, is I don't even know who this person was. So maybe it was someone who had worked with me who just had a different screen name or something like that. But it was just hard to tell. I think I ended up submitting it to Google and saying, I don't recognize who this person is. And I don't know if it ever got deleted, but I did report it because it was messing up my perfect 5-star.
Yeah, that can be very frustrating. So when you're considering responding to both positive and negative reviews, now we're going to discuss our best practices when responding to positive reviews. So the first thing you're going to want to do, you're going to want to thank them for their business and ask them to come back. Now, Brooke, with your industry, obviously, like, you don't want to ask people to get in car accidents, right? But what you can say is, you know, thank you so much for choosing Bolts Legal. We loved working with you and we're happy that we could help you receive a favorable outcome. Should you ever need legal assistance in the future, please don't hesitate to contact us. We're here from you. Take care. Something like that. So you're thanking them for their business, but you're also inviting them to come back. And in your industry, it's not the norm, right? Because most people have either monthly services or products that people can buy. So you're going to want to encourage them to continue doing business with you.
And I do that. I ask them to come to me with any legal need, because even though I don't do every type of law, I know people in other fields, and so I oftentimes can refer them to someone else who can help them.
And I believe being specific is terrific, especially if you can identify one of those key words in your service within your response to the review. Now, Brooke, again, with your industry, it's a little bit, you know, you have to be a little bit careful because you don't want to talk about somebody's full case while you're responding to the Google review, right? But you can still, if they mention it in their profile or in their review that, you know, you helped them with a Hurricane Ian claim, you know, you can respond and say, I'm so glad that I could help you, you know, with the insurance company, you know, still keep it brief, but you're being specific to show that it's not, you know, just all personal injury and it's not all just insurance law.
You know we're all about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case.
At Bolts Legal, we are all about your case. Text or call to schedule a free consultation for all your legal needs. BoltsLegal.com.
So we spoke about responding to positive reviews, and we touched briefly on some of the practices when responding to negative reviews, but there's a few additional points that we really need to highlight on why it's so important to respond to negative reviews. So when you respond quickly, you demonstrate your commitment to customer satisfaction. Any type of delayed response, it may convey a lack of concern, which could potentially amplify the negative impact. Whereas when you respond quickly, it shows not only that person that left the negative review that you take their concerns seriously, but it shows everyone else who could potentially do business with you that resolving the situation at hand is something that you take seriously.
And along the same lines of having a level head and being calm is authenticity, which is key. When addressing negative reviews, prioritize authenticity and empathy. Personalize your reply to the specific feedback, showcasing that you are a genuine person who genuinely cares about the customer's experience.
And if it's a complex issue, it can be helpful to engage the customer in further conversation. This may be whether via email, phone number, or in person. And if you don't have that customer's contact information, then you can ask them in the Google review to call you because it shows that you're committed to resolving their concerns and you're willing to go the extra mile to make things right. And sometimes just having that person-to-person conversation or even on the phone is much better than any type of written message back and forth that you can have. You're going to be able to resolve it more effectively and more quickly as well.
And if your business is the type of business that can offer a discount on products or services, that's a great way to try to win them back as a customer or to have them have a more positive impression of your business. So Chick-fil-A is an example of a company that goes above and beyond when they mess up an order.
I remember one time I had Lila and Leia were over. They were staying the night. Lila and Leia are Brooke's children. And I had ordered some food for Chick-fil-A, all right? It was like ordering food for an army because there's like, you know, multiple little kids in the house, right? So I'd order a huge order and I ordered it via mobile pickup. And I think they forgot the fries or the chicken or maybe an order. It was a little bit. They didn't have enough to share between themselves. So I ended up calling them and they said, we see that you ordered this. We're sorry that you didn't get your full order. Come back. So I came back and not only did they give me what was missing from the order, but they also gave all the kids brownies. And I don't know if you ever had brownies from Chick-fil-A, but those things are bussin', man. Like, they are delicious. So they really went above and beyond. They apologized immensely. They had it ready for me. It was hot when I got there. And then they went and gave us the brownies, which were super delicious.
Those cookies.
The cookies are good, too, man.
Are slay.
I gotta stay away from them. I'm on this New Year's health kick.
Yeah, they give you, it's like 5 or 6 of them at a time. I don't know. Those are so good. So where to showcase your reviews? Once you get a positive review, you want to make the most of it. Of course, people are going to see it on Google, but you can also showcase it in other places to try to engage different audiences with show them the great work product that you have. So you can put them on your website, and doing that, of course, enhances trust and credibility with potential customers by embedding the Google reviews on your site. This serves as a testament to your social proof, but also provides valuable information for website visitors. So to embed views, you're going to access your Google My Business account and click Share Review Form, then copy the embed code into your website's HTML. Alternatively, you could utilize third-party plugins like WP Customer Reviews or Yelp Widget Pro.
Yep. And then another opportunity, because right, you get an amazing Google review, right? And a lot of them really touch your heart. They make you feel good. They remind you why you do what you do. They're very motivating if you're having a bad day, I will tell you that. So you want to make the most of it, right? Don't just leave it on Google. So, you know, put it on your website. And another thing that you can do is you can feature the review in a newsletter. So if you send a monthly email marketing campaign or newsletter for your business, you can actually boost conversions and foster customer loyalty by incorporating customer reviews into your newsletter. You can highlight specific reviews related to your product or service and encourage customers to leave reviews after making a purchase or when subscribing to your newsletter. So, for example, if you are a realtor, right? Obviously, you want to sell homes. That's how you make your money. So a great testimonial would be to share a review of, you know, a young couple who just bought their first home, or, you know, maybe a couple that just moved into their dream home. You're going to want to showcase those reviews if they leave you one, to kind of keep people trusting you and seeing that you're doing a great job with what you do.
You can also share your reviews on social media. This elevates engagement and enhances your online reputation by putting those Google reviews on social media. You can utilize reviews in posts, stories, or create a dedicated reviews highlight on platforms like Instagram. Sharing positive feedback on social media reinforces your brand's credibility and engages your audience.
So what I really like to do with reviews on social media is I like to do it a couple different ways. So you can have it to where, you know, it's just the customer review and you're saying, thank you so much, Sally, for your 5-star review. We appreciate you and thank you again for choosing us. You know, so you could keep it really generic like that. But then you could also, you know, the next week have a call to action where you're like, if you've done business with us and had a positive experience, please leave us a Google review. So then you can put the clean Google review link into, you know, your Facebook post, and then it could prompt the person to leave a review who's reading it. Because you might have customers that you're connected with that haven't left you a 5-star Google review. So that's something that can be helpful too.
Something else you can do is automate certain processes by having automated emails or texts that go out that ask them a preliminary question like, would you refer our service to somebody else? And based on how they reply to that, you can decide if you want to send them a request for a Google review.
Yes. So the next question is, can you delete Google reviews? Because sometimes we really wish that those 4-star or below reviews would just go away. And unfortunately, it's the ones that you never want to get deleted that never go away. So can you delete Google reviews? And as a business owner, unfortunately, you cannot directly delete a Google review. However, you can flag reviews that violate Google's policies, such as a fake review or inappropriate content. And then after you flag it, Google will review the flagged review, and then they will determine if it should or should not be removed.
So I said before that a lot of my reviews haven't shown up or they've been deleted. Why do you think this is?
Well, there could be several reasons why Google reviews are not appearing, or if they were deleted. And some common reasons include like either a technical issue or they didn't meet Google's guidelines. So Google has certain systems in place that remove reviews, which include any of the following. And it's included inappropriate content, advertising. So if someone even leaves you a review and they're like, I highly recommend da 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 da, they went above and beyond da 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 da, like Google could potentially perceive that as being advertising. And it's unfortunate because not all of the ones like that get deleted, but some of them do, because I've had it happen. So advertising, if they think that, you know, you put somebody up to it to advertise your business, they will delete it. Also, spam. Any sort of off-topic review can be deleted, or if it's a conflict of interest.
There's a couple of other things that I've noticed that aren't specifically in their systems or their policies, but I think these are probably other reasons that they delete some reviews. One is having too many reviews in a short period of time. Mm-hmm. I know at my firm, I was really trying to focus on Google reviews, and so I ran a bonus with my employees 1 month and gave them a bonus for the reviews that they brought into the firm. And so we got a bunch of reviews in a 1 month period, and over the course of time, Google deleted them all. So I think it is just because we got a bunch of reviews in a 30-day period that they ended up deleting all those reviews. And so I kind of learned that lesson the hard way. Also, I think if you don't know what to write in a review and so you just kind of Google some wording to use, if you find wording from some site on the internet, Google recognizes that it's copied and pasted from somewhere else, and I think they delete those as well. So you want to use your own original words, no matter how it may sound. It's definitely better than finding some better flowery language from another site, because if Google recognizes as being somewhere else on the internet, I think that's another reason that they delete some reviews.
Also, I think it's beneficial if you have customers, right, that, you know, maybe you're a pressure washing company, right, and you did a very good before and after picture. You could ask the customer to post a picture in their review, and that I think that will also help it from being potentially deleted as well.
I had a client one time who posted their own picture of themselves, and it showed up on my Google My Business profile. So it had like me, you know, individual pictures of each of the staff, and then like Susan or whoever it was. It just had like her picture there. It didn't say who she was or anything, but it just had her picture. And I couldn't understand why her picture was showing up, but I think she posted it probably unintentionally.
That's pretty funny. So don't be like Susan. But if you're a business that deals with people, I mean, even having a picture of someone is better than nothing. So we hope that you guys found value in today's episode. We get a lot of questions about Google reviews, so we hope that we covered a lot of different components of it and that you found this beneficial. If you haven't yet, please leave us a review and hit that subscribe button, and we look forward to connecting with you next week. We appreciate you and are honored to be on this journey with you. We can't wait to help you, to encourage you, and show you how to grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
If you found Miss Biz helpful, please leave a review and share with others.
You can follow us on social media at Miss Biz Podcast.
For legal questions or services, please visit boltslegal.com.
And for digital marketing needs, please visit boltsmedia.com. Let's get biz done. First John 5:14 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us."